So before we have a chance to connect with each other, I just want to say a few more words about that way we were meditating in that period there. So we started to play with the power of our awareness to how it can focus in on something very narrow. It can become very broad, and both have their place. They both have the utility. So on that steadiness of attention, like just focusing on the breath or one part of the sensation of the body, can be very helpful to calm us, to ground us, to allow us to really connect and unite in the moment. Also, as I mentioned, it could be really helpful if there's a part of your body that you're curious about. Like, let's say my left shoulder is aching. Instead of trying to solve and fix the shoulder, I can actually turn like a flashlight toward that part of the body and sense the sensations underneath that are representing the pain. Learning to practice it with non-resistance, with curiosity. And often by doing that, you start to have a very different relationship to areas of discomfort. It can also open to areas which are pleasant too, and that's actually a nice technique. If something's particularly difficult or charged, to kind of go into the pain for a little bit and then spend time in another area, like the palms or maybe the earlobes, which are comfortable or even neutral. That lets your mindfulness become more receptive and more accommodating. So that's kind of a directed type of mindfulness. There's also the mindfulness which is more of the Vipassana style, where we're simply opening to whatever's arising in this moment, right? So we have to have enough stability or steadiness of our attention so we don't become lost in thought. And sometimes we need to choose to focus on something specifically because we start to get drifty or start to get unfocused. But you'll find the more you practice, there'll be times that your mindfulness is naturally steady. Then you can start to open to the whole array of this experience. So feeling the breath is a whole body experience, noticing how sensations arise. Here's the shoulder, back of the head, my right knee. I'm describing what's lighting up right in that moment. Just a gentle notice, nothing frantic or agitated, just a gentle noticing. Sound arises, that's also held. It's like sitting in the middle of a room and just observing different people going through. There's the cat, there's the dog. They're all being observed, hearing sound, feeling sensation, feeling breath. This actually becomes the optimum conditions for us to start to really learn and experience life fully. Because we're sitting there without any agenda, without trying to change or fix, simply know. And in that knowing, we actually see the whole mechanism of how life works. And then we can act from that. So that's just a few words about that type of meditation. And that would be kind of a good default for us in the class, is just to focus on the breath at first, but also be open to sensations that as they arise in sound and noticing where that level of effort and tension is. If you're getting really tight with the breath, open to sound. If you're getting too spacey, maybe focus in on the breath. If there's sensation that's arising or you find that really allows your attention to ground, go through different parts of your body. Take a tour of your internal experience.